The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Good afternoon, sir. I'm hearing the wind there. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. You sound a little bit distant. So on the line now, I have Kurt Sinnott, interim political leader of the Congress of the People, yes?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, sir. All right, so in terms of the coalition that we've seen, we saw the United National Congress, Kamala Prasad Basesa would have reached out to a number of parties. I see the PEP in there, another of the trade unions and stuff. And then I saw an article that the COP will be taking no part in any coalition. Well, at least with the UNC. So tell us about that, sir.
Well, what I must say, that statement of the COP will be taking no part in connection with the UNC, that is not correct. What has happened is that we had discussion, and the discussions were fruitful, and that continues at this point in time.
But
we did not sign up on anything.
Oh, so you are considering it?
Yeah.
All right.
Once we have good working terms going forward, that would be fine.
All right, so what would make this different from the last time? Because the last time there was a few sour grapes going on. What would the COP do or want to see different going into this kind of coalition now?
Okay, what I would say, last time we did not have enough time on our hands to make decisions. I think this time it is way far more different than the last time at this point in time. We have a lot of time, we have more time on the hands than in 2010.
You have more time, but just election might be just next year, so you had less time than what you have now. You see, well, you have more time, yeah.
Okay. No, we have more time.
More time now.
More time than before, because at the end of the day, our founding father, Mr. Dukaran, had us to make a snap decision.
Oh, okay, right.
In how we would be into the government. But that is now a different thing at this point in time.
Okay. All right, I hear. So in terms of making those decisions, like I asked you, what are some of the things that the decisions that you would want to see being made? Or somebody, I know it must have some rules you all want to put down. Listen, this is what the COP will want to do if we're coming into this. Give me that one or two things.
What the Congress of the People understand, yes, we know the UNC at the point in time, they are more powerful than us in the field too. But we all understand that we all are fighting for the same goal. And if it is at the end of the day, we are not treated with that sort of respect. At the end of the day, no one will go anywhere. We will not at the end of the day end up just that we would like to be, which is being in government to serve the country.
All right, so seeing that what happened the last time, what do you say you felt slighted with respect? What make you feel something will happen different? This time somebody could tell you, yeah, all you come and I really respect you, and then BAM! When they have it where they want you. You know?
I want to make it understand it. My name is Kurt Sinnott. The last time it was Mr. Dukaran. So we are under different leadership.
Different leadership.
So that as well plays an important role going forward.
All right. And in terms of a COP, let's say a manifesto, what's some of the things that the COP would be doing differently or would like to see change in Trinidad and Tobago?
Well, the Congress of the People always remain a party that believes in the future. The Congress people in 2010 spoke about, we may have been too advanced. We spoke about digital currency, we speak about cryptocurrency, and we are still at this point in time with our manifesto, it still remains relative for this time. So what I actually think is that we remain a party of the future. Understand? Since we were speaking about cryptocurrency and all these things long before, because we understand that is where the world would have been heading, and it's a sad thing now that Trinidad and Tobago is not really actually familiar with these technologies that the direction that the world is heading.
All right. Now, some people may say, you know, how could we take the COP seriously? Because it seems the COP has been a bit dormant and silent, you know, after the coalition things. And where has the COP been? But why the COP hasn't been able? I've been asking this question. How come a lot of the other quote unquote smaller parties have been able to come together to form their own coalition? Because I still believe in the thing could be the strength of a mustard seed. You might think the PNM more powerful and the UNC more powerful, but right now people kind of fed up with the ketchup and mustard. And if some other party or parties were to come with a good song, good marketing and something for the people, maybe they could make a difference. But why hasn't the COP been able to do such?
Well, to be, I think you have to be on the fence. While they were not hearing from us, we were in the graveyard doing our job. At this point in time, there have been parties that have been moving together. We have the NCAs, we have the COP, we have COP. We have already signed off on an MOU. We have done all these things already to work together going forward.
All right, man. Of course, we'll invite some calls at 625-2257-306-1065. You know that song? That song is a little bit like a guy who's called Kingsley, boy. Kingsley, you know Kingsley?
Kingsley.
Yeah, song like Kingsley. Yeah, song like Kingsley.
I'm Kurt Sennett, the former boxer of Trinidad and Tobago.
Kurt Sennett. Okay, Kurt Sennett. Yeah, man. Congress of the people. All right, yeah, man. Nice, man, Mr. Sennett. Okay, nice to have you. And your role in this, see, you are the... Interim political leader. All right, let's take some calls. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, babe.
Yes.
What is the gentleman's name?
His name is Kurt Sennett.
Kurt Sennett. The name ring a bell. But I have to put that name to a face. But anyhow, babe, the party that in government now, when you see they had National Council, you think they just have a big crowd? They don't have a bureaucracy. See, when they have meeting outside, public meeting, and they send the maxi to pick up all the people, they just have the crowd. And then for election day, come hell or high water, they vote in the party. But I know personally that many people who belong to the COP, they do a lot of work silently. But they're not saying, I say COP, you know, and I give this because I'm COP. I'm doing this because I'm a citizen. And I see people in need, and I'm doing it to help my citizens of my country and my community. Thank you, babe.
All right. Yeah, man.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
All right, so people know a lot of work that... what are some of the things that the COP has been doing behind the scenes, silently, as she might have put it?
Well, the Congress of the people continue to remain vigilant. We try to ensure that we assist people in maybe documents like pulling out the documents to go on passport and anything. Because at the end of the day, a lot of our sponsors have moved away and have now come back on board. So, you know what it is sometimes, but it's important for us to remain vigilant.
Yeah, man, you have to. All right, hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, base.
Mm-hmm.
And good afternoon, political leader, Mr. Kurt Sennett.
Thank you. Good afternoon, my brother.
Mr. Sennett, I met you on the July 27th commemoration, and Gary Griffith was there also.
Yes.
Gary Griffith is running around the country claiming that he has 140,000 COP votes. Now, if he has 147,000 COP votes, then you don't have any. The UNC has asked Gary Griffith to call a meeting in the square, show you what you have. And he said there's no need to show him what he has because he knows that he has 147 COP votes. So who has the votes, Mr. Sennett? Who really and truly has the votes? You see all this thing about running around and this one joining this one and this one joining this one? We see that before, you know. You really believe this country could live with instability? We already have economic problems. We have criminal problems. You think on top of that we could get political instability? You feel the country really and truly looking for that? Because at the end of the day, when you go with Mrs. Prasad Bisesa, and something awoke your way and you all start to fight and quarrel and quarrel and fight. What really going on? So two questions. Who has the votes? You have them or Gary Griffiths have them? And wouldn't this coalition you're talking about present the country with instability? Because just yesterday, Mrs. Pasabi Sessa was holding two gentlemen's hands, Mr. Warner and Mr. Griffiths, and she said, we're not voting, we only voting. And today, they mash up.
All right, Eric, we get the point. Thank you, Eric. All right, who has the votes, sir?
So, I would say the Congress of the People at this point in time, remember Gary Griffiths at the end of the day, is a former member of the Congress of the People. And I would say that the Congress of the People votes are way more wider than 148,000 at this point in time. Because we have multitudes of people who have been, at the end of the day, think and feel that though they are part of our and have been part of our organization. So 148, I would tell you at this point in time, is way more, there's lots more than that.
What's your people? So, but what proof do you have of that? So how can you tell?
Well, come in. We would actually, right now we would be out there. You would see us coming to you all, and you would see as an organization.
All right, man. COP is coming. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Durbasa here. Mr. Sinet, all the COP people that I know have gone back to the UNC, except for those who are dead. You know, all of them that I knew. My relatives, people that I know otherwise, people talking here and there, even people I don't know, who we know by their faces and so on. So I don't know where you and Gary are going with this. I think you all should have a joint meeting, because an individual meeting, I could cut it. I don't know where you think. Thank you.
All right, so the people that say, you know, the COP and the what is NTA should get together, is that possible? I mean, anything is possible in politics,
well,
but, you know.
To be honest with you, the COP, and this is what I said earlier on, the COP, HOPE, and the NTA has been having discussions ever since. For a good while, at least about three months now, we have been having discussions going forward.
Oh, so, and the HOPE, you said?
HOPE, yes.
Oh, okay, well, we hope for the best. Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, how are you going?
Cool, man.
I want to hear Mr. Sinet say, if he get government, we don't need a Freedom of Information Act. I want him to say he's open to openness, transparency, and disclosure. I want to let him hear a comment on that. Thank you.
All right.
Well, I agree with that, my brother. At the end of the day, we need to have open style government, people to be involved in part of the decision making going forward.
In terms of crime, so one of our number one issues on the table, what is the COP's view on crime in Trinidad and Tobago?
To be honest with you, I think crime is being pushed by the government at this point in time. Because I come out from Lavantin, where I originally from. I don't live there anymore. But I pass through Lavantin every day. When you pass through Lavantin, you will see a lot of youth on most likely on the street, linemen, from whom we have been got, who have gotten retrenched, who have no work to attend to, nothing. There's nothing into the community to have the youth and them active and ensure that they have some sort of money coming in. So that being said, I would say that the government have a big part to play. That's why the crime is like this, government.
I'll take another call. Yeah. Hello, good afternoon.
Namaste.
Hey, Kingsley, watch from this man singing just like a better version, more polished, less stuttering version. I say this, Kingsley, I'm talking to.
I hear saying that, but only 2 minutes.
Yeah, there's Kingsley, yeah.
What, yeah. Kingsley, I say Kingsley, switch, I can switch, yeah.
In what, In what way?
I see you. You're back in the government now.
No. Base, explain me, Base. Please, now, Base.
He's not even back in the government. He's just disgruntled with his party that he was looking for.
Leader, Kamakota and the UNC at this time.
Yeah, they followed bad
guys. You need to deal with the thing inside and don't switch.
Well, remember now, it's an option, you know. It's at the COP, it's at the NTA. So, mean lockdown to no political party.
Okay,
coming closer down, I will say who I am going to support. But right now, at this time.
Lockdown for Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah, but partner, I want to ask you this, eh? In the last 2 years, nobody knows you, partner.
Nobody knows me.
Do you have finance to campaign? Do you have finances on board? Because working in these areas, what Kamala want to give all you, they call Martin and Karanaj. Them young boys want that something, you know. Them young boys don't want to hear when we win, we coming back, you know. Because they know when all you win, all you coming back. Remember, the politics change. The youth today have TikTok. They have Instagram. They have Twitter. It is not like long time where politicians vote for the youth. The youth is not going to vote just so. The youth is what will change any election in this country. Not the 100 and something people only boasting about. It's the youth. The youth is the only person who can vote on the PNM. As the elderly people, no matter what. And they're all them homeless people and them they wait time for election, Max Tambos. So I am saying this. Do you have finances on board? Because this election, when Trump say I spend millions and millions and millions, today we see a financial $1 billion invest in Trump. And instead of which president has that some soft bank here, some soft bank. So where is he? Yeah, where am Kamala tell make it a party. Who's the financiers? But the leader tell me she have no financiers. The financiers lead the party. And you could never win an election without finance. You need finance. You need airtime on radio. You need the activists on the ground. You need social media bloggers. You need an army of team to war.
All right,
and
Kenzie. Well, listen to his. He said that
the last 3 years, nobody ever walked the streets. We keep money matching this country. And do we have money to campaign? Because campaigning needs money.
Mm.
And if I am bored, I need that money to campaign. Thank you very much.
All right. Kingsley coming for free.
Well, I understand. I hear Kingsley. I understand his position. I always in Lavantil every day.
You in Lavantil?
I always in Lavantil every day.
All right.
Every day. So, but what he's saying there, I understand what he's saying there. And all only would be, yes, we have campaigns, we have people who actually would be on board with us.
What about Tobago? What is your views on Tobago? How you intend to tackle Tobago?
What's going to Tobago at this point in time, Tobago deals with Tobago. We don't interfere with Tobago. Tobago deals with Tobago.
Well, I mean, it really would be nice if we had the COP, NTA, the Patriotic Front, too. I like Michaela Pandey. And the PEP could come together and, like I say, form their own thing away from these two, these two condiments, boy. I can't take them.
So I understand what you're saying. But I think everyone in these parties are very tough, dynamic individuals that will serve this country with distinction, to be honest.
All right. So these seats that or these constituencies that are staunch, PNM constituencies, where they won't move at all. You can park crap in a tie and they'll vote for them. How do you all intend to go into these constituencies like Kingsley was just saying, Diego Martin and Imova? You say he's a man in Imova all the time. You know?
Yeah. My brother, Pelican Extension, Chubaka, Peter, party shoot, all these places. They were warring factions. I took that opportunity to come in there and bring that peace into that community. And that community is a beautiful community at this point in time. everybody works together. We work together and continue. Trinidad and Tobago, that is what we need. Sometimes we align somebody, we speak and think that at the end of the day, like walking through talking and thinking that everything that these brothers are looking for, yes, is money. No. These brothers need a sense of responsibility in the life. Understand what I'm saying, my brother?
I hear you, know, I hear what you're saying. You're talking a good talk. You know, this is Kurt Sinnott, you know what I mean? A retired male boxer from Trinidad and Tobago won the bronze medal in the men's lightweight middleweight category in 1995 Pan American Games in Mar del Plata. Right? He's also the right?
So I have been dealing with the youth. So at the end of the day, all this crime that's taking place, I am saying to you is that guns don't kill people. People kill people. We have now developed an attitude towards each other, which was not there back then. We were used to live with each other, we used to hug each other, we used to share with each other. That is what needs to come back into the community. That needs to come back into the community. And the Congress of the people at the end, they believe that the community needs to empower themselves. We need, as government, we need to ensure that we create avenues for them to run their business and ensure that within that business community, that money circulating amongst that community. It's something that we need to do. I wonder if you understand what I'm saying.
Of course, we need to have that. We are the spenders, you know what I mean? So we had a...
Correct.
Keep this spending. All right, we take a couple more calls. I remember we're talking to Kurt Sinnott, interim political leader of the COP and the coalition that is, you know, coming up to be. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bae.
Yes.
I'm calling from the Santa Cruz Hall Road. I'm the lady on the hill. I am a member of the COP in 2006. And... since that time to now, I am voting Kamala. My membership number is 060799. Tell Mr. Sarat if you look in the book, because sometimes this lady wanted me and she called me. This lady who had taken over at one time. She was going
Carolyn,
against
Carolyn,
the Rockefeller. I'm not financial, but I'm a member.
Right. Carolyn Supersad Beecham.
Arnella wouldn't support her for what she do in Parliament. She walk away, she lead Mr. Dukaran in the back and go and sit down when it's time to make votes. So please, when all these counting members, don't count me. I went with Kamala, and I'm staying with Kamala. I wouldn't get nobody in this world to treat me as good as that lady treats me. She helped me alive until now. Thanks very much.
All right, so what are you going to do about a lot of those, may have some disgruntled COP members who felt like they have been left behind? How are you going to reach out to them?
No, I understand what that trauma, I would say. I can't say trauma, but she's supporting Kamala. I understand what she has saying, and at the end of the day, we don't have no, everything that she is at the end of the day, getting what she's getting from Kamala or whatever. I don't have a problem with that. If everyone needs to enjoy life, Trinidad is to be good for everybody. Understand? I'm not trying to even say, bring she over. At the end of the day, when the Congress and people or the when NTA or the coalition come in government, at the end of the day, we will serve the people as we are accustomed to.
No opening papers, and I've seen an article here. I'm confused. I'm seeing COP hope consider alliance with Griffiths NTA. Two political parties that have distanced themselves from any formal partnership with the United National Congress are now considering joining forces with the National Transformation Alliance. But here you are saying that you're going on talk still to the UNC, or you're talking to the NTA?
My brother, that is the people's vision. I give you my vision here now. Okay? That is the people's vision.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm saying to you, we remain to have discussion with all parties that will consider, that will carry out our values, which almost each and every one of them possesses too. That is our position at this point in time.
All right. And as your story is sticking to it. See, all the papers has been misled, yeah? Hello, good afternoon. Hello?
This, well, I must say good afternoon to Kritzenet.
Yeah, good afternoon.
And I wish you well, brother, you know what I mean? Saman, you know, putting up yourself for service. You know, it takes a lot to do that. So base Kings is the UNC and proud no more like Mr. Arima.
Nah, Kingsley.
Me know that. I really hope this thing so low. But all Kingsley wants is done. Right now, Kingsley living here, but he mining USC right now. Mm. Kingsley wants to go meet the leader. You want to go meet the leader, Trump boy.
All right. Do you have a question for Mr. Senate?
Well, Mr. Senate, all I will say, brother, is that, you know, Trinidad is a two-party state like many countries. And that 2010 that was created by Winston Dukaran, because Winston, I don't think nobody can be Winston Dukaran. Winston Dukaran was seen as a political doodler because he stood with the NAR when Pandey break. So he had a crossover appeal. So all people be talking and they don't know the politics. And that is why he was able to move so much of UNC votes and so much PNM votes, and the middle class, and the middle class, and the mixed community vote. As yes, I say, yes, I wish you well, brother, but it's very hard to reconstruct that 2010 again. That was a abbreviation. That was a fluke, and as I say, wholly and solely because of what Winston Dukaran was to the political landscape at that time. And that's why when he left and he was removed and pushed on the Earth Ministry, the UNC, the COP crumbled. But, brother boy, thanks for your service as a national boxer. And I wish you well. I know bad mind person, regardless of whoever I support, wish you well for putting up yourself and thing. But it's very hard to reconstruct. There could only be one Winston Dukaran.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
Let me tell you this, my brother. If it's one thing I know for sure, that a lot of us don't like the building process. We have run from the building process. I agree it would be an uphill battle. But I'm not fearful of it as we go forward.
Yeah, you're a fighter too, man, so you know how to fight, you go fight them. You know?
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Sennan, but I really do hope, I mean, like I just said, I just call them ketchup and mustard. There's a ketchup and mustard place, but we must have rooms for the other condiments because people that use barbecue sauce, pepper sauce.
What has happened to be is that once you continue preaching something, saying something, it has seemed as though that is just what it is. But if it is that we as a people decided that we really want to change that, we could change that, you know. We could do it. So if you're fed up and you start, just allow you fed up there, and you continue preaching, we fed up on these people. We fed up on these yellow, the yellow, red, however. After a while, that would start to see its process, and that would continue on, and you would see how that would now become something big. Okay?
Yeah, yeah, man. Okay. Well, keep preaching, but like I say, Kingsley said it have TikTok there, it have Instagram, get to the youths. You don't need to be, you know what I mean? Let's be out there. I could tell you for a fact, I out there in the social media looking at things on, and I haven't seen those letters, COP, in years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you need to do a little bit more, man. Get to the, put your shoulders to the wheel and get running.
Respect.
All right? Nice, man.
That, yeah.
Thank you very much, man. All right, so, good scanner there. Senate, sorry. Interim leader of the COP. And we will see what happens. Yeah.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.